Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and good evening. Thank you for joining Sohu's fourth quarter 2022 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After management's prepared remarks, there will be a question and answer session. Today's conference call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'd now like to turn the conference over to your host for today's conference call, Huang Pu, Investor Relations Director of Sohu. Please go ahead.
Thanks, operator. Thank you for joining us to discuss Sohu's fourth quarter 2022 results. On the call are Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Dr. Charles Zhang, CFO Joanna Lv, and Vice President of Finance, James Deng. Also with us are Changyou CEO, Dewen Chen, and CFO Yaobin Wang. Before management begins their prepared remarks, I would like to remind you of the company's safe harbor statement in connection with today's conference call. Except for the historical information contained herein, the matters discussed on this call may contain forward-looking statements. These statements are based on current plans, estimates, and projections, and therefore you should not place undue reliance on them. Forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties. We caution you that a number of important factors could cause actual results to differ materially from those contained in any forward-looking statements. For more information about the potential risks and uncertainties, please refer to the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, including the most recent annual report on Form 20-F. With that, I will now turn the call over to Dr. Charles Zhang. Charles, please proceed.
Thanks, Huang Pu. Thank you everyone for joining our call. In the fourth quarter and full year of 2022, we continued to refine our products and optimize operating efficiency with strict budget control. Despite the negative impact of COVID-19 and the macroeconomic challenges, thanks to our efforts, brand advertising revenue and bottom line performance both exceeded our prior guidance for the fourth quarter of 2022. At Sohu Media Portal, we continue to dedicate ourselves to improving user experience by providing rich premium content and making significant improvements in both product and technology. At Sohu Video, based on our twin engine strategy, we continue to develop both original content and the science-based live broadcasting with our advanced live broadcasting technology. Meanwhile, we proactively explored a range of monetization opportunities with our differentiated content marketing campaigns. Online games delivered stable performance with revenue in line with our prior guidance. I'll go into detail about each of these business in a moment, but first, a quick overview of our financial performance. For the fourth quarter of the year, 2022, total revenues $160 million, down 17% year-over-year and 13% quarter-over-quarter. Brand advertising revenues were $29 million, down 14% year-over-year and up 12% quarter-over-quarter. Online game revenues, $121 million, down 16% year-over-year and 18% quarter-over-quarter. GAAP net loss attributable to Sohu.com Limited was $7 million, compared with a net income of $4 million in the fourth quarter of 2021, and net loss of $22 million in the third quarter of 2022. Non-GAAP net loss attributable to Sohu.com Limited was $2 million, compared with a net income of $0.2 million in the fourth quarter of 2021, and a net loss of $17 million in the third quarter of this year, of 2022. For the full year of 2022, total revenues $734 million, down 12% compared with 2021. Brand advertising revenue $103 million, down 24% compared with 2021. Online game revenues $585 million, down 8% compared with 2021. GAAP net loss attributable to Sohu.com Limited was $17 million, compared with a net income of $69 million in 2021. Non-GAAP net income attributable to Sohu.com Limited was $2 million income, compared with a net income of $79 million in 2021. Now let me go through our key business in more detail. First, Media Portal and Sohu Video. At Sohu Media Portal, during 2022, we upgraded algorithms, technologies, and products through refinements to each. Work hard at improving our user experience and keeping users engaged by offering a wide range of premium content and self-media content and also their social distribution. We kept strict control of budget and made a continuous improvement in operating efficiency. With these efforts, we were able to further reinforce our reputation as a mainstream media platform by leveraging our advanced live broadcasting technology and rich media resources. At Video, we focused on our twin engine strategy by providing compelling content in both long and short form. We launched several original dramas and reality shows, including Ye Cheng Fu, and the fifth season of our On Her Way Home, Song Yi Bai Wei Nu Har Hui Jia, Di Wu Ji, the fifth season. Audiences were enthusiastic about both of these. We have several new original dramas in our pipeline to be released in coming quarters. In terms of short form content, we launched a successful series of science-related live broadcasting during the year, including the highly regarded IP of my physics class, Charles Physics class, which I taught online. This IP has drawn significant attention and attracted hundreds of leading professional broadcasters in a variety of fields, attracted hundreds of leading professional broadcasters and influencers in a variety of fields, consolidating our reputation as a leading science and knowledge-based live broadcasting platform, and also not only live broadcasting, but short-form video platform. On the monetization side, the COVID-19 pandemic and the macroeconomic uncertainties have negatively impacted the whole market. Even under these conditions, we explored new application scenarios using our advanced and live broadcasting technology, benefiting from our unique IPs, and we continue to host traditional flagship events as well as unique and innovative content marketing campaigns. For example, these events and campaigns provide us with great premier content, same time strengthen our brand influence and brought us new and significant monetization opportunities. In 2022, we successfully hosted the Sohu News Marathon, a traditional IP, and Sohu Finance Annual Conference, the Talk Under Starry Sky, a new program, and others. This quarter, we hosted Fantastic Factories tailored to an advertiser, which not only drew a significant attention across media platforms, but also consolidated Sohu's competitive brand advantages and captured advertisers' budgets. Now turning to online game business, during the fourth quarter of 2022, online game revenues were in line with the company's prior guidance. In our business line for PC games, we adjusted the Battlefield map and the gameplay of regular TLBB PCs cross-server clan war system. We launched a new expansion pack for TLBB Vintage to celebrate its anniversary with the addition of its first new clan. In mobile games, we introduced a survival mode PvP event for Legacy TLBB Mobile. In the first quarter of 2023, we keep players engaged. We will launch expansion packs to celebrate Chinese New Year and a series of holiday events for TLBB PC, Legacy TLBB Mobile, and other games. Yeah, we have done that, yeah. As demand in the online games market becomes deeper and more diversified, we intend to stick with our top game strategy by promoting professional talent development as well as innovation in content technology and roll out more high-quality mobile games of different types. In terms of game pipelines, while maintaining our core competitiveness in MMORPGs, we'll also invest in more games of multiple types, including card RPGs, strategy, sports, and idle games. Now I'll turn to the call to Joanna, our CFO, who will walk you through our financial results.
Thank you, Charles. I will now walk you through the key financials of our major segments for the fourth quarter and the full year of
2022. All the numbers on the non-GAAP basis. You may find a reconciliation of non-GAAP to GAAP measures on our IR website. For Sohu Media Portal, quarterly revenues were $16 million, down 16% year-over-year and up 9% quarter-over-quarter. The quarterly operating loss was $32 million, compared with an operating loss of $38 million in the same quarter last year. For the full year 2022, Sohu Media Portal revenues were $61 million, down 19% compared with 2021. The full year operating loss was $156 million, compared with an operating loss of $134 million in 2021. For Sohu Video, quarterly revenues were $16 million, down 28% year-over-year and up 1% quarter-over-quarter. Quarterly operating loss was $21 million, compared with an operating loss of $11 million in the same quarter last year. For the full year 2022, Sohu Video revenues were $63 million, down 28% compared with 2021. Full year operating loss was $99 million, compared with an operating loss of $47 million in 2021. For Changyou's online game business and 17173, quarterly revenues $122 million, down 16% year-over-year and 18% quarter-over-quarter. Quarterly operating profit was $54 million, compared with an operating profit of $55 million in the same quarter last year. For the full year 2022, Changyou's total revenues were $592 million, down 9% compared with 2021. The full year operating profit, $282 million, compared with an operating profit of $310 million in 2021. For the first quarter of 2023, we expect brand advertising revenues to be between $20 million and $23 million. This implies annual decrease of 3%-16% and a sequential decrease of 20%-31%. Online game revenues to be between $121 million and $131 million. This implies annual decrease of 70%-23% and a sequential increase of 0%-8%. Non-GAAP net loss attributable to Sohu.com Limited to be between $15 million and $25 million, and GAAP net loss attributable to Sohu.com Limited to be between $20 million and $30 million. Our guidance reflects our current and preliminary view, which is subject to substantial uncertainties. This concludes our prepared remarks. Operator, we would now like to open the call to questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, please press star one one on your telephone. You will then hear an automated message advising your hand is raised. To withdraw your questions, please press star one one again. Please stand by while we compile the Q&A roster. Once again, it's star one one for questions. Our first question comes from the line of Thomas Chong from Jefferies. Please ask your question, Thomas.
Hi. Good evening. Thanks management for taking my questions. My first question is about the overall advertising industry outlook in 2023. Can management comment about the sentiment so far? On Sohu, how should we think about the advertising spending among auto, FMCG, internet services? My second question is more about the use of cash and our investment strategies for this year. Finally, may I also get some color from management about our thoughts on the recent ChatGPT and how it will shape the internet sector? Thank you.
Thank
Okay, so the first overall advertising market after the basically the lift of the lockup and after the the COVID 19, I think the economy is picking up in the first quarter. So we are I'm seeing a outlook of kind of optimistic about the overall advertising market compared with the last year, 2022, because companies are starting to spend, start marketing events, start spending money to market their products and brand building. In terms of industry, specific industry, I think auto industry is the first to come, right?
Mm-hmm.
Auto and followed by FMCG is doing
FMCG.
Fine. Yeah. Internet service in Q4 is doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually for most part of the Q4, we're still at in the lockdown era, right? So, but because of our some live broadcasting activities, growth, right? Advertising up, right? Improvement of 12% in Q4, but that was still during the lockup years. And so 2023, we are kind of optimistic. We see the economy is picking up, and the company is starting to spend money now. And investment strategy, I think. First of all, we'll continue to invest in the products, refining our products and building and also the social networks. Also to spend on user acquisition with the products ready and with its features, with improving stickiness. We're going to spend money on user acquisition, as we did in 2022 on online video, on video, social video, spending more than before on social video. That's why you see the loss of video business widening, right, in last year. So this year we'll spend both on video and on the Sohu News, Sohu Media Portal, especially Sohu News app. When we believe that our product is ready and with stickiness and to acquire users and make sure they come and they stay. In terms of more investment, probably with AI technology and ChatGPT and we'll actually, our news premium account, our news recommendation algorithms is a deep application of AI technology, like deep learning and all these algorithms or AI. But to have the whole ChatGPT type of open AI services, since we already, so we don't this need, to have the whole, develop the whole algorithm from bottom up. It's really need the kind of company that with the search engine background. Now we are already so-go, so right now we are not able to develop the whole OpenAI AI system, but we can outsource the fundamental layers of those algorithms and to some other companies, and then to just use the applications, apply them to our social network, because it's about questioning and answering and interactivity, so it fits well with our social network strategy. Yeah. Well, I hope I answered your question.
Thank you, Charles. Thanks for the detailed answer.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Eddie Leung from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Please ask your question, Eddie.
Good evening, guys. Just two questions. The first one is about games. Just wondering if Darwin has any, I won't say guidance, but you know, any outlook on the potential launch time of some of the new games. And then secondly, I think Charles, you talked a little bit about that. So in terms of use of cash, because you know, you guys still have a very good cash balance. In addition to investment, will there be any potential plan for example, more share buyback or even dividend? Thank you.
第一个问题是关于游戏，就是说《新天龙》等游戏的上线时间大概是？按照目前的计划，是在今年的
Q3，《新天龙》上线。 Currently, we plan to launch new TLBB in third quarter this year.
Got that. Thank you.
Yeah. We will not exclude the possibility of share buybacks this year. Yeah, it's possible. We may.
Understood, Charles. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Alicia Yap from Citi. Please ask your question, Alicia.
Hi, can you hear me? Hi, good evening,
yeah.
Management. Yeah, thanks for taking my questions. I have a couple questions. First, on follow-up on the gaming business. So the driver for your sequential improvement for your gaming business that you guided for first quarter, is that mainly on some of the expansion packs that has released and, you know, been doing well? So that's your guided slight improvement on the gaming for 1Q. That's the first question within the gaming. And then follow up on the new TLBB launch. Because we also noticed there is another similar title, which is called TLBB2 by Perfect World. So would there be any confusions or any cannibalization effect from this similar title? And then for advertising business, you know, can you also elaborate a little bit in terms of the first quarter guidance? Do you think this is actually considering an improving trend, because it does look like your guidance on the year-over-year basis is still a negative growth despite the entire year already having declined? And but is it because of the Chinese New Year in first quarter? So would you expect second quarter onward we should start to get positive year-over-year growth? So yeah, thank you.
先说一下game，yeah，game。对，第一个问题是一季度指引里面看收入环比会有一点点提升，是不是因为这个季度上线的一些资料片啥的效果比较好？主要是因为第一季度老游戏针对这个中国新年做了一些活动和促销。Because
we launched some promotional activities for our existing games in the first quarter around Chinese New Year.
第二个问题是说新天龙相关的，因为完美的完美世界的这个天龙八部二也有最近有消息，所以可以请管理层评论一下，会不会对我们的天龙产品造成一些影响？首先，新天龙八部和天龙二它都是针对手游用户，而且同一个 IP， 所以我觉得这两个游戏应该是会相互会有一些影响的。但从我们之前的经验来看，我们之前上 launch这个《天龙八部》手游的时候，其实对我们的其他的《天龙八部》的手游和端游其实是有就老游戏是有正向的作用的。所以最终这个影响可能也得上线之后再评估了。Yeah, first of all, we aware of that.
New TLBB and TLBB2 are all made for mobile games, and we're sure there will be some kind of impact. But from our past experiences, especially like legacy TLBB Mobile or TLBB Honor, when they launched to the market, there was some kind of positive impact to the existing TLBB franchise games. So we can only see the result by then after the games, two games launch.
Okay. All right, in terms of advertising, the first quarter of 2022 is basically before the real lockdown that happened in Q2, right? So it's a relatively a more normal quarter, right, Q1. But this quarter, the Q1 of 2023, as Q4, we already, pick up some, advertising pickups, but it's due to some of our special unique offering of this class, but Q1, first of all, it's a slow season, but it's also it's still, restoring, right? It's resuming, but it's still not fully to its prior prior lockdown quarter, right? But that's why it's kind of a decrease.
I see what you mean. In terms of the year-over-year
Q2 is going to pick up speed, yeah. I'm sure Q2 will definitely be better than Q2 in 2022. Yeah.
I see.
Q2 and Q3 of 2022 are the worst, right? Because the lockdown is in the lockdowns with Shanghai and so this Q1 we already see some hope, right? So it's picking up, but it's still not fully resumed or restored.
I see. Thank you, Charles, and also thank you, Derwin, for the answer. I just have one very quick follow up. In terms of the Sohu Media and Sohu Video, do we have any plans or target to narrow the loss this year?
Actually, the answer is no, because we're going to spend. You were asking the question about how do we spend. We have a good cash balance, right? So that's why we need the war chest to really develop. In order to ultimately have the profitable platform, we have to have a larger user base. You have to have the scale of the user base, and that's the only way for a platform to make money, right? So, but to reach that, you need to spend. That's why we're going to, this year, as I said, when we believe that the kind of products that we are designing or we have been perfecting or developing are ready, have the right kind of stickiness, and, so to make the user stay, then we're going to spend. As we did in on video, kind of spending a little more on video in 2022. So, and we see the user base actually grow quite well. But so we're going to spend.
Okay.
Both
All
on
right.
video
Great.
And
on
news app.
I see. Okay. All right. Thank you for your answer, Charles. Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 11. All right, I am showing no further questions, and with that, we conclude today's conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.